Welcome, everyone, to Journey to Your Higher Self. I'm your host, Krista Melville. And today we are going to talk about the very sensitive topic, sexual harassment in America. And the question I would like to propose is, how does America influence sexual harassment in the workplace? How has American values influenced sexual harassment in the workplace? And I ask this question because when I look at the different news broadcasts, okay, I see men and women having their candid discussions. But what I really see are people who are having a very difficult time addressing this very important topic. I see people straddling the fence. I see people very sensitive about confronting their friend and deciding whether to pick sides with the friend or the person that blew the whistle or the victim, the real victim in this whole thing. And I've said on my blogs that, you know, actually both persons are victims, the abuser and the person being abused, because anyone who abuses someone is obviously someone that's very, very hurt. Okay, it's someone who has no regard for another human being. And that's because they are basically lost. They have lost sense of self. They have lost respect for their own selves and for the people around them. So we're all victims in this whole thing. But what really got my attention was I was actually listening to a news broadcast. I believe it was E or E Online. And the hosts were like, wow, we are here trying to figure out right from wrong. But my thing is, why are we trying to figure out right from wrong? I mean, abuse is not right. What makes it right? Because the other person is a celebrity or they're human and we make mistakes? Does that make it okay? You know, this is something that's obviously, you know, just about every case, they're very similar. The abuse is seldom one time. Okay, the abuse pattern is consistent. It happens over and over and over again. And quite frankly, if no one steps up, okay, if no one steps up and says anything and, you know, confesses to the world or to a family member or someone they can trust how they've been hurt repeatedly by someone, the abuse will continue and other victims will rise up. Okay, they will go to someone else and someone else and someone else until someone dies or until, you know, someone is severely hurt. You know, so, I mean, at what point do we say enough is enough? Okay, why is it okay for someone to just step down from their job or their position and that's okay? That's enough. Okay, the pain goes, is the pain supposed to go away? Of course it's not going to go away. Okay, and most of these people that are abusing people, they're actually abusing their power. Okay, and their victims are usually subordinates. And then, you know, I was very disgusted by Tavis Smiley and how first he was vehemently denying the claims. And then when he gets his, I don't know if it was a paid interview, he's now saying that the encounters were consensual. And just because it's not necessarily, you know, okay to be with someone at work, it doesn't make it illegal. But my goodness, I mean, you're at work. You're there for a reason. And for that matter, it's more than one person allegedly you've been with. So that's not okay. Because when things happen and you're not together anymore, How are you supposed to perform the same way? How are you supposed to serve people? I mean, that's why we are where we are right now, because these people felt used and abused by you. You probably just had sex a few times and you just threw them away. You know, you're probably just trying to satisfy your desire while still making your money and you being the front person of your brand. But what about that woman's emotions? What about her feelings? You know, what if she was in love with you and wanted a commitment, but because you're, you know, who you are, you just disregarded that and it's supposed to be okay? You know, that's fornication. You know, that's a sin. Okay. And I saw you as a man on the Wendy Williams show. I remember Wendy asking you, so what about your love life? And you were like, oh no, it's just me and my mom and I'm just going to work. I mean, of course we know now that was a lie. You were getting your needs met. And, you know, and who are these women? What were they to you? You know, and this happens all the time. You know, women have been used and abused for years. You know, whether they've been a maid or, you know, a belly warmer, someone to just get thrown into your den and you could just have sex with her and toss her back out and go back to your wife. I mean, when is this going to stop? You know, and I think that the way that the society and the press is handling it is just, you know, yes, we're talking about it, you know, and we're expecting like someone to do something, you know, to just put a complete end to it. Guys, we're the ones supposed to put an end to it. We're the ones supposed to tell. We're the ones supposed to speak up, okay, and not cover up for our friends. Okay, and not disregard the feelings of a woman, their children, their relative, their parents. Okay, and you know, I, you know, where is this gonna go? Are these people gonna be prosecuted? You know, are they gonna be held accountable? And if so, how? How is this going to be done? This is what I want to know. You know, we need answers. Just the world, society, we need answers. You know, and not to mention that in just about 3 in 10 homes, you have incest. Okay, you have some dirty uncle or aunt is sexually abusing their niece or nephew. Or a parent is sexually abusing their son or daughter. So, you know, I would think that it begins in the home. Or this young man or woman may have seen their parents just having affairs, sowing their royal oats, and they think it's okay. So how far have we gone from our value system that we don't advocate for decency and respect, self-respect, a high self-esteem, a high regard for oneself? You know, I mean, how far have we gone from ourselves, you know, from the country that we built, one nation under God? Remember that? You know, so all of these news media, they're outing everybody and they're saying, you know, they're torn with their friendships and they're still feel for the women who coming out. But you can't serve two masters here. You know, you have to pick a side. Wrong is wrong and right is right. And that's why a lot of people keep on doing the same things, because they're getting a pat on the back. Oh, so-and-so, it's okay. Not that it's okay, but you made a mistake and we're going to move on. You can't move on unless you fix it. You can't move on unless you face what you've done, meaning you have to face your victims. Okay, you have to publicly apologize to them and their families. Okay, and if necessary, compensate them. If necessary, you know, do some, you know, some type of service or plea, something. You know, and you need to change, that person needs to change their ways completely. And you know what? I don't even know why we're even thinking that it's going to end, because it has been going on for so long. It's like a moving train wreck. Like, there's nothing you can do to stop it. You know? I mean, I hate to mention that sensitive topic, seeing that we just had this that train wreck, you know, and my heart goes out to those families, you know, and I don't mean to bring that up, but it's like a domino effect. That's the one of a better word. So, you know, I mean, I think I really feel that we've gone so far in the world, you know, and man is so, their mind and their hearts are so depraved. It's almost as if there's no reckoning, you know. But what I would like to say is those of us who really see, those of us who see deeply, those of us who are really faithful believers in the truth, we need to speak up. We need to advocate for those who are lost, who don't feel that they don't have a voice, who need support during this time, you know, and their families. We need to help them heal. Okay, we don't need to pick a side. We don't need to make them feel that they're less than, you know. And we also need to discuss the obvious, you know. Why did they feel that they couldn't tell anyone? We need to discuss that. We need to understand the dynamics, you know. Were you afraid you would lose your job? I mean, you know, is it worth it to lose your job or lose your soul? Which one? You know, and by you not speaking up in a decent time, you cause someone else to be abused. So I'm saying that even as a victim, we're also accountable. And we have to realize that in being a victim and not saying anything, we also cause more harm to ourselves by not speaking out and facing evil and also putting others in jeopardy. And we need to forgive ourselves for that. Okay, and we need to eventually finding in our hearts to forgive our abusers. So, you know, and that's the only honest and truthful and, you know, sure path to healing. You know, it's going to take a while to forgive, but you have to forgive yourself because you know that you could have said something and you didn't. You're going to have that moment where you feel guilty. And I say to you, let it happen. And, you know, just face it, but let it go. Because guess what? That event is gone. As long as you are out of it, you're no longer being abused. You're no longer in communication with your abuser. You're out. So you can start to, you know, go through the process of healing. And the sooner the better. But you have to feel the pain first. You have to feel the shame, the guilt, the pain, everything. Let it come. Attack it. Discuss it. You know, if you have to seek counseling, which I recommend, seek counseling. You know, and speak to, you know, get the support of people that you love. Let your spouse know how you felt, how you feel right now. You know, and this could save your relationship. And when I heard about Mr. Terry Crews' incident, I was shocked because I see him as such a, you know, a strong man. I was surprised that that happened to him. I'll be honest, at first I was like, wow, how did that happen? What did he do to, you know, being a man? Like, I mean, honestly, I don't want to say he did anything to bring it on, because that would be unfair. But in, you know, observing him, he's always this goofy guy. He's always flexing his pecs. He always has his shirt off. He's always doing kind of weird, corny stuff sometimes. So I'm like, could these people think that it was okay because he was acting kind of, you know, suggestive most of the time? Most of the time when I see him, I have to remember that he's married. You know, and he's married to a pastor. I mean, I don't want to pass judgment here, but sometimes you have to really ask those difficult questions. I mean, you know, what are we portraying to the world? You know, are we letting people know that we're easy pushover? Are we just going to grin or laugh at every dirty joke? I mean, when are we going to raise our standards? That's what I'm getting at, okay? I'm not saying that it's right for people to grab your package, tell you a dirty joke, touch your behind, turn, you know, have sex with you without your consent or even at the workplace. I'm saying, okay, when we're around these people, you know, I mean, are we discerning? Are we really who we say we are? Are we really believers? You know, are we discerning these people? You know, do we know how to act around them? Do we say no? Or do we say okay? It's okay. He's just kidding. And we laugh it off. And we turn around and we don't say anything. I mean, because quite frankly, if I was Terry Crews, I would knock him out. I wouldn't care who it is. I wouldn't care. I wouldn't go and tell so-and-so, get your guy. I mean, listen. I know he listened to his wife, according to his interview, and she told him just to let it go and, you know, avoid any controversy, you know, like if you know, him being a man of color and he might get arrested. I'm like, you're there with your wife at a party. A man grabs your package. Isn't that the best time to at least, you don't have to, you know, hurt him, but you can push him off and grab him by the collar or let him know, hey, that's not okay, and you're not going to do that to me, okay? And make sure he knows not to ever do it again or to anybody else, okay? I mean, I wasn't there, obviously, but, I mean, even Michael Strahan said, hey, and if that was me, I would have probably punched him or something. So I just thought it was kind of shady that Mr. Crews was like, you know, and he just came out long after the fact. And not only now we're hearing about it, you know, he may have made a report allegedly. But I just think that a lot of these people who are actors in the industry, I think that they just cover up a lot for these people. I don't know if they're afraid that they might lose their bread and butter and their family. They have to pay their mortgages and their kids. I mean, I just think that they weren't as, you know, forthcoming as they should. Like, come on. And did you do an investigation of your own? Like, did you ask other people if they were, you know, if they were experiencing the same things? I mean, what are you doing? You know, I mean, we're old enough. We know about the 60s and the 70s, and which I think all of that is just coming back and then some. And, you know, like, what are we doing? Are we so naive to the system that we're just signing on? And then when we feel like we come off the train, you know, and still want to ride the train, you know, I mean, how much of this moment we're going to take? We have to admit that at some point, we have become a society of enablers, okay? We have really allowed a lot of stuff to happen. We have literally seen people be abused, fingered, groped, told a dirty joke at a event and just walked off, went about our business, collected our awards, and think it's okay. Let's just admit we did that. Huh? Let's just do that. You know, and it's all so phony, you know, to me, you know. I mean, how can you just let stuff slide? How is it okay? You know, when you have children at home that may be experiencing the same thing, and did you tell them? You know, and I was even reading the blogs and watching, you know, on Real Housewives of Atlanta. And I'm Sheree Whitfield, you know, allegedly she just told her children that she was abused. You know why? Because you're embarrassed, because you're trying to protect your husband, you're the abuser. Who are you trying to protect? You know? I mean, I don't understand. I mean, how can we allow this kind of stuff? And then we wonder why our children are bullied and abused in school. Don't you think that our children see stuff? Even though we don't think that they know everything, they know this stuff. They know mommy and daddy fight. They know mommy and daddy don't kiss and hug. Obviously, we don't live with him, so something isn't right. You know, so how are our daughters supposed to present themselves to men? You know, how are they supposed to communicate to them that they have self-worth and standards when we don't show it to them, when we don't set that tone, and we just allow anything and anyone to come into our lives? you know, including tolerating the abuse from men. You know, I mean, honestly, wow. You know, I was an abused woman, but once was enough. Okay, once was enough, and that was it. And I was pregnant at the time, and I just left. Okay, and you know, I've been in several failed relationships, but I took the time to figure out what the heck was wrong with me. Why was I attracting these men? You know, I had a very low self-esteem, self-worth. You know, I was raised in a foster care system. You know, I didn't know what it was to be married. I had to learn the hard way. You know, I was a mess. I was so naive. I really was, you know, and I'm currently filming a documentary right now about my life and, you know, what it means to be, you know, a first wife and, you know, basically, you know, the whole journey to become a better person. And one of the main things that came out was, you know, I'm thankful for those bad relationships, because if I didn't go through them, I would never know how to react. I would never know how to be still. I would never know how to empathize. I would never know how to stand up for myself. I would just take anything, you know. And one of the greatest things I believe I did that could have helped me and my children was I told them everything. I told them everything about my life. You know, everything that they needed to know. The whys, the hows, the who, the when. I told them. And I felt so much better. And I know that no one can come off the street and say your mom is this or that because they already know. Okay, so they're prepared for the world. It's not just, you know, we like to say, oh, we don't want our children to go through the things we did or if we didn't have a certain thing, we want to give it to them. My thing is, right, in this society, we spend so much time and money. Like right now, we're in the holiday season. We spend so much time and money buying gifts for our children, gadgets, iPads, computers, iPhones, toys, you name it. But the only thing our children really need is us. They need attentive, loving, compassionate, truth-bearing, faithful parents. That's what they really need, you know? Because a lot of times, you know, I see teenagers or young adults with iPads, iPhones, and they're in a clique with their friends, but they have no self-respect. They don't know how to do anything. They don't know how to pay a bill. They don't know how to get on the telephone and, you know, ask someone a question. They don't know how to go from point A to point B. Like, how is that? And you can't buy that. So what are we really doing? What's really important here? You know, so I know I went on different topics, but you know what? They all go together. And the underlying factor is we've lost our sense of self. We've lost our value system, are at an all-time low in this country and even abroad. And the information age is just putting everything out there. Everything is so glaring, you know? So I just want to say that as a country, the United States of America, you know, we really have to ask ourselves some questions. And the one is, where are we going from here? What are we becoming? Look at where we've come. Look at how many wars we've been through, won. Look at how many people have died for our sake. You know, how many martyrs have gone before, how many marches, you know, women now have rights to vote, run for the highest office in the land, you know, but yet still we're abused. Yeah, women are allowed to run for president, but yet we're abused in the workplace. You know, we're mistreated. We're not paid the same as men. You know, there's something wrong with that. Okay. And if we were really truthful, we would get answers, but we're not. We're lying. We're lying to ourselves. We're lying to each other. We're covering up. We don't want to step on toes because this one is in this party. This one is in that party. You know, we don't want to be disloyal to our clique, to our sororities. You know, yeah. So that's the problem. You know, we don't prioritize. We seem to not know what's really important, you know, but yet we want it all. We want the perfect family. We want the perfect home, the nice car, the well-behaved children. But yet we don't behave. When we put on our suits and our pencil skirts and we go to work, we misbehave all day long. And we go back home and we expect our children to behave. That is such hypocrisy. That is such hypocrisy. I mean, really? You know, and then you have all this. I mean, I can go on and on about the state of the world. Music is really, is not what it was. You have all these entertainers who have been privileged to come up out of the hood, wherever they came from, and become somebody, and they're just nasty to one another. They have all this beef, they're back and forth, you know, and we have our young people watching on, buying their music, getting into it. It's like a trance, like they're all just in a trance, you know, and these poor parents are trying to reach them, but they can't because they lost them already. They gave them to the world to just say, here, have my child. You know, I mean, yeah, I've even heard like people that I used to know, you know, old so-called friends who are really fake friends, you know, admit to me that their own children bit off their ear. Their own children said, hey, you know, if you didn't set me up for success, you didn't do this for me. You know, so what is success? You know, success is when you help your child to know themselves and to understand what their life's purpose is and how they should navigate in this world. That's success. Not giving them things and telling them where to go and who to be with and what group to join. That's not success. That's folly. Okay? That's a fake life. That's not what we do. So what do we expect? We have all of this stuff that's just coming out, and we're going to hear more. It's going to get real bad. You know, it's about to go down. So I hope you're all ready. I hope you all are happy with yourselves because you did this. Each and every one of us at some point in our lives, by the virtue of bad decisions, bad marriages, bad relationships, we all contributed to the degradation of America. Okay, a lot of us have stopped believing. We've stopped hoping. We've stopped working. We've stopped working for the cause. We just want to buy our way into everything. You know, we want to join a group, go hide in a church, you know, get booed up just to feel like we belong somewhere, you know, because we don't know who we are. We have no clue who we are. As a people, as an individual, we don't know who our creator is. You know, we don't even understand how the world got here, and what we're supposed to do with it. Because that's why we're destroying it. That's why we have these global warming issues. That's why this year alone, millions of people have lost their lives, their homes, their belongings, their sense of self, their sense of identity. Their family structures have broken up because of disasters. More people are homeless. More people are hungry. More people are lost more than ever in this year, 2017. So let's hope that this year is an end of an era of foolishness. Let's hope that the next year, 2018, 8 is the number for new beginnings. Let's hope that those of us who are called out will rise up to usher in a new beginning. Because we have to do better. We can do better. So guys, thank you so much for listening today. and I hope you come back here. Please like and subscribe to my channel, to this station. Come back. I welcome your comments, your criticism, whatever it is you have, bring it on. I'm not scared. You know, I mean, no one can separate me from God's love. No one can take me down because I am eternal. Okay, what I have spoken is the truth and nothing but the truth. Who does not want to receive it? That's on them. I'm not forcing the truth on anyone. I'm just speaking the truth. And that's what this channel is all about, because that's what it means to be on the journey to your higher self. I'm your host, Crystal Melville, and I'll see you next time. Bye now.